Sonny Young, and happy Thursday, Sonny.
Happy Thursday, Kim. And sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. Joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is David Legg, our African football guru. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, the preliminary draw for the 2018 World Cup football tournament has been held in St. Petersburg, Russia. Let's take a look at how the African teams fared in the draw. And let's begin with the first round, David. How does that look?
13 matches, and these are between the lower-ranked countries in Africa. The first one, Somalia against Niger. I always salute Somalia because it's a war-torn country, and yet they do find the courage to compete in this competition. The sad side of it, Sonny, is that they will not be able to play at home in Mogadishu. In the last competition, we saw Somali side in. It was the Olympic Games. They played a home match in Djibouti, neighboring Djibouti, and that could well be the case again. Niger, I fancy, will win this tie, partly because of that fact that Somalia will not be able to utilize home advantage. The next match between South Sudan and Mauritania is interesting because it will mark the debut of South Sudan. I think Mauritania are improving, and I fancy them to win this tie. An interesting one between Gambia and Namibia. Gambia recently came to South Africa, to Durban, and it's forced a 0-0 draw with Bafana Bafana. And on the basis of that, I give them a slight edge over the Namibians. The next one is Sao Tome and Principe against Ethiopia. My tip there, Ethiopia. Chad against Sierra Leone. Two reasonably talented countries from West Africa. Slight preference for Chad. And here again, Sonny, unfortunately, an issue of home advantage. Because of the Ebola epidemic, Sierra Leone will have to find a neutral venue for their home leg. Comores against Lesotho is a Southern African derby. Lesotho are my fancy. Djibouti against Swaziland. Well, Djibouti are the weakest country in terms of rankings in Africa. Swaziland recently had a good win over Guinea in the Africa Cup of Nations, and therefore I give the Swazis the vote. Eritrea against Botswana is interesting in the sense that Eritrea very seldom play international football. The problem there, Sonny, is every time the Eritreans go abroad, most of their team abscond and seek political asylum, and that is because of the oppressive regime in Asmara. So there'll be sort of sporting and news interest in that tie, in which Botswana should emerge victorious. Seychelles against Burundi. My tip is Burundi. Liberia against Guinea-Bissau. Now, we spoke about the fact that Sierra Leone and Somalia would not be able to play at home in their ties. The good news for the Liberians is, despite the fact that they've only recently come out of their Ebola epidemic crisis, they will be able to play in Monrovia. And that could well prove decisive in favor of the Liberians. Central African Republic against Madagascar. The Central African Republic, they haven't been doing particularly well of late. Madagascar impressed in the CASAFA Cup. I fancy the Malagasy side to go through to the second round. We've got a lot of listeners up there in Kenya, where President Barack Obama has very recently been on a visit.
Hello, everybody.
The good news for Kenyans is this is a tie they should win. The last tie, Sonny, in the first round is between Tanzania and Malawi, an interesting one, an intriguing one, with perhaps the Malawian Flames having a slight advantage over the Tanzanian Taifa Stars. And both legs, Sonny, will be played this October in this first round of the World Cup.
Let's turn to the second round, David, where some of the big boys of Africa come into play. How does that look?
Yes, Sonny, you mentioned the big boys, and the very first tie is Somalia or Niger versus Cameroon. Now, Cameroon are the record seven-time qualifiers from Africa for the World Cup. No African country has done as well as the indomitable Lions of Cameroon. And you would certainly have to fancy them to win this tie. Another big gun, Sonny, are Tunisia, and they will start against South Sudan and Mauritania. And really, my prediction, it's ditto. It's the big boys to succeed, in this case, Tunisia. Gambia or Namibia against Guinea. Sao Tome or Ethiopia against Congo, Brazzaville. Chad or Sierra Leone against Egypt. Now, Egypt are an interesting case. They do extremely well in the Africa Cup of Nations. They've won that competition a record seven times. But when it comes to the World Cup, the Faroes consistently struggle. They've only played in the World Cup twice. The first time was way back in 1934 when they didn't actually qualify. They were just invited. In those days, Sonny, you had no active, organized football going on in Africa. So Egypt really looking to try and amend this poor record of theirs. The other time that they did qualify was 1990, and they did actually quite okay. But since then, repeatedly winning the Africa Cup of Nations, but repeatedly flopping at the World Cup. So Egypt are going to be rather wary when they start off against Chad or Sierra Leone. The Comores or Lesotho will play Ghana. Ghana will be going for a fourth consecutive World Cup appearance. They were there in Germany in 2006, in South Africa in 2010, and then Brazil in 2014. And it would be a sensation if the Black Stars failed to qualify for the third round. Good evening to all our Nigerian listeners. And their first match is against Djibouti or Swaziland. And as I said with the previous tie, Sonny, it really would be a turn up for the books if the Nigerians did not get through that tie. They're going to be too strong, and I fancy the team they will play is going to be Swaziland. Eritrea or Botswana will play Mali. Seychelles or Burundi will play the Democratic Republic of Congo. Liberia or Guinea-Bissau up against the African champions, Ivory Coast. A West African derby, no matter who emerges victorious from the first round tie, but the Ivorians surely will prove too strong in the second round tie. Central African Republic or Madagascar against Senegal. Senegal, quarter-finalists in the World Cup in 2002, but they have not been back since, so they've got a lot to play for and a lot to prove. Mauritius or Kenya will play the Cape Verde Islands. Tanzania or Malawi will play Algeria. And then, Sonny, you have some ties that are already decided in the sense it's one against one. They are Sudan against Zambia, Libya against Rwanda, Morocco against Equatorial Guinea, Mozambique against Gabon, Benin against Burkina Faso, Togo against Uganda. Now, Sonny, your colleague Douglas, the stories we're hearing here in Africa, is that he has not been well since the World Cup draw was made. I mentioned to Douglas that in the recent Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers, the Togolese beat Uganda in Lome and in Kampala. So, Douglas, the best of luck to you and to the Ugandan Cranes. And the last tie, Sonny, is the one that really stands out for me in the second round. It's the only tie between two countries that have qualified for the World Cup. It's the Palancas Negras, the Sable Antelopes of Angola, up against Bafana Bafana of South Africa.
Arise and shine, Bafana Bafana, arise and shine. Let your victory be enshrined in the great annals of soccer. Tackle them and leave them dizzy. Tackle them and leave them mesmerized. Shine, Bafana Bafana, shine. Hola, Bafana Bafana. Hola, Bafana Bafana. Bafana Bafana. Bafana Bafana.
Now, South Africa have got a good record against Angola down the years. 5 victories and 3 draws, no losses. But this is a tough one, Sonny. And we have to bear in mind that if South Africa slip up in this tie, they will be out of the running for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. So there's an awful lot to play for. It's a Southern African derby. And certainly that's one we're going to keep a keen eye on in the coming weeks on the Sunnyside Sport. Both legs, Sonny, will be played in November. And the 22nd round winners, they will go into a separate draw. Those 20 countries will be split into 5 groups of 4. And those 5 group winners, they will go to Russia to represent Africa in 2018 at the World Cup.
David, in terms of those 5 groups of 4, will the top-seeded teams be based on the FIFA rankings?
I expect so, Sonny, but obviously it won't be the rankings of July, which decided the first and second round. You'll have fresh rankings, so there's an awful lot to play for the countries, because you take South Africa at the moment, they're only going to be a 4th seed, because they are ranked 16th in Africa. So if you and I, Sonny, were to make that draw tomorrow, South Africa would be one of the bottom seeds. And that's not what they want to be, because that means they could, for example, get Ivory Coast, they could get Egypt or Nigeria. It would be an extremely tough group. But yes, I expect the seedings, and I think the seedings is a fair way to go about it. That's what they've used for the first and second rounds. VOA!
David, if our VOA listeners have a football-related question for you, can you give us your email address?
Yes, certainly, Sonny. It's david.legge, and leg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France Presse, .com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.legge, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com. And we'd love to hear from you.
Voice of America.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. Follow The Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. I'm VOA Sunny Young, and that's The Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Yahias Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank you, Sunny, and listen to The Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of The Sunny Side of Sports.